Teddy's sharp memory recalled the closing days of the war in southern Germany and of his long and emotional journey home to his native Belfast.
They had a fight in Munich with the SS. That was the last fight we had just outside Munich. Mm-hmm. And the war ended on the 8th of May. The armistice was the 8th of May. We were on the Austrian-German border. And then when the war ended, we moved into Austria. And we're not getting peace until 1947. Gosh. I get discharged in 1947, January 1947. Mm-hmm. And they were going to send me back to the States. I said, no, I want my discharge in Europe. And I got my discharge in Paris. I was 2 weeks in Paris getting my discharge.
Really?
I'll tell you a wee story now. About coming home and leave once. First leave I got was in July. I arrived in Paris on the 14th of July, Bastille Day. And what a day it was. Parties, street parties everywhere. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was their first Bastille Day after the German occupation. And the street parties was fantastic. And there was a big parade along the Champs-Élysées and all. Spent the night there and then moved on to Le Havre to get back home again.
You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
So you've been back to Dachau?
I've been back three times to Dachau. This year we were there for the 70th anniversary. Strange walking into it again, you know, bring back memories. And we met one survivor. He was a very important French diplomat and he had been taken out of Dachau about 3 days before it was liberated. There was a whole lot of them.
That's right.
Taking up the castles, and there was a bit of a firefight there. We weren't involved in that, but there was a firefight there. The SS trying to use them for bartering power. Oh, the 60th anniversary, we were inside the camp doing some photography. And we come out of this camp, there was a Belgian army group, and they were interviewing this guy. The cameraman was with me, said to the cameraman, the Belgian cameraman, is that a survivor? And he says, yes. He says, that's a liberator, pointed to me. And the guy spoke a bit English, and they told this guy that I was a liberator and he was a prisoner of war getting interviewed, and he come and hugged me and kissed me. And funny, the next morning in the hotel, we were at our breakfast and he came down there. He was in the same hotel as us and what another yarn.
I'm sure it was lovely to speak to somebody that you had liberated.
Well, then there was another guy there that had been, him and his father had been liberated, Arben, in the camp. And his father and him went to America, and we met him. He was a young guy in Dachau. You know, they couldn't thank you enough, just yeah. They hugged you and kissed you.
How did you and how have you coped with an experience that only someone who was there would understand?
Well, for years I didn't think about it when I was working there, but after I retired and started going around back to the reunions and all, and brought it all back to me again. And sometimes you'd waken up in the middle of the night thinking about it, you know. It was, the smell of it was terrible. They were running about yelling and shouting, you know. We had a fire over their heads to quieten them down.
And has it helped you talking about what happened?
Well, it has helped a bit, so it has, realising that, you know, what they went through and having to liberate them was the only thing we wished we had been there earlier on in the year. Wouldn't have been so many dead.
The life and times of 95-year-old Teddy Dixon. For BFBS, this is Rachel Cochrane in Northern Ireland.